Had we been told? His children? I'm not sure we had. We knew, though. He certainly hadn't been told. He just kept soldiering through all the procedures. Tests, chemo, nausea. I'm not losing my hair anyway, he said. Who was to tell him? What do you tell a man who soon has to leave his beloved Earth? The reason I write this story is because of hearing on the radio a tribute made by parents to a brave son that they lost to cancer, and his mother saying, no, it wouldn't have been right to tell him. He was too young. He'd have lost all hope. Some are too young all through their lives. We wouldn't have had many photos of my father's early years because my siblings and I all seemed to fall out of the family nest like rolling stones, and he rolled too, so that none of us gathered much moss. But my wife is a good photographer. She has eyes for the unusual angle, the point of view that shows the soul of things. In the 10 years she knew my father, she took some fine ones of him. But also, whenever photos of him as a young man managed to find a way to us, she touched them up and framed them. Photos of him hunting with hounds, at hunt balls, lifting the winner's cup at the races. He was my hero. He had black hair parted in the centre, straight as a die, combed back in waves, not a hair out of place. That was how he appeared in the photos. The great actors of my growing up years, Gregory Peck, Gary Cooper, modelled themselves on my father, as far as I was concerned. Even those actors born before him, like Errol Flynn, modelled themselves on my father. And the memories. Memories of him taking chances. We didn't know there were chances then. Driving a carload of children, the engine off, down the V-bends of the Knockmill Downs. Tearing through the village of Clochjordan in a white Fiat car at 90 miles an hour. Like a child you were, his second wife, my stepmother, would say, as probably his first wife said also. He married a third time, in fact. Wasn't that the act of a beautiful child too? There was another side, of course. He was impatient, regularly lost his temper. Look what you've made me do now, he'd say to me, as if it was my fault. Can you not keep a seat, he'd say, when I'd fall off the pony. Let me show you. And he'd get on the pony's back. Yes, it takes a child to ride a pony. On a sunny, cloudless day, I was cycling to visit him in hospital. It finally dawned. Was it that empty sky? The inevitable had hit home. Tears came from me at the shock. Loss. I parked the bike, slid down the long tunnel corridors of St. Vincent's. He was in the bed, talking up his next venture after he'd get out. What do you tell your father when you're impatient with his failure to grasp reality? Tell him he soon has to leave? Leave the world of steeplechase jumps he soared in the rain? The moon he caught in his imagination on starry nights? The indiscretions, the fixes, the, as he often said himself, the hard nuts he had to crack, the losses, gains, the solid world. That day in St. Vincent's, I said, you do know, don't you, Daddy? And his throat lumped and he sort of spasmed, like a car sick boy on a roadside while cars flash by on the road. He said nothing, just turned away from me, covered his head with the thin blanket, and he was like a dormouse wrapped up in his blanket. Why did I do it? Oh, why? Because he'd been sitting there making plans, the new enterprises he was thinking up, and I was exasperated. Daddy should be resigning himself. After that, any lingering joie de vivre he had was gone. No interest. Sentenced to silent walks in the corridor, pushing the drip before him. He did talk to me after he'd been transported to the hospice. I would take him to the toilet nights. But it was more vigil than chat. At the very end, as the decades of the rosary were being recited around the bed, he sort of sat up and he looked at me. For ages. What was his gaze saying? It was my fault again. Was that what he was saying? Now look what you've made me do. Or was it, you're the eldest, you'll have to be the one now? Or was it, this is going to be a hard nut to crack? Or was it, I've a notion to go to the races? Such a mix of messages in that prolonged gaze, plea, blessing, helplessness, straight and searching as the part in his hair. Not one hair out of place on that high noon of his date with destiny. Not my destiny, his. Not my plea, his. My father started businesses, folded businesses, reared a family, mostly single-handed, lost 3 wives. I remember him as man he was, and also as boy. Giddy up, Daddy, wherever you are.